This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Immigrants in the U.S. sent about $150 billion back to their home countries. That is 2017 data. For some countries, that money adds up. Take El Salvador, where remittances from people abroad are worth about 20% of its economy, as measured by gross domestic product. But what happens with remittances during this global crisis? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that.
Karen Rivera is a hairdresser at a salon in Brooklyn. There are some clients, she says, but business is down by around 60% since the pandemic. And yet, Rivera says she still sends about $300 a month back home to her family in Nicaragua. She says her family lost their jobs back home because of the pandemic. With fewer clients, she can't send as much as she used to, but she hasn't missed a payment yet. According to the Pew Research Center, although remittances to Latin America dropped sharply around April, they spiked over the summer. Immigrants from Mexico and the Dominican Republic have actually been sending more money than before. Mark Hugo Lopez directs global migration and demography research at Pew. He says, think about essential industries, grocery stores, meatpacking plants. A lot of those are largely powered by immigrants.
Showed that the foreign-born were starting to recover jobs more quickly than the U.S.-born when the economic downturn really hit back in April.
And context is important. While the situation here in the U.S. is dire, it can be worse back home. NYU professor Roy Germano is the author of the book Outsourcing Welfare.
A lot of what drives remittance flows is not just the supply of money that migrants have to send, but also the demand that their friends and family members back home have for a safety net.
He expects remittances to continue to grow, but not everyone agrees. Dilip Rotha, an economist focusing on remittances at the World Bank, says many migrants from Latin America who went back to work are starting to lose their jobs again.
My sense is that going into 2021, there will be a significant decline in remittance flows, and that would be about, according to our projections, a decline of 8.1%.
He says that's going to seriously impact the well-being of people in receiving countries. Back in the hair salon in Brooklyn, Karen Rivera worries about not being able to send her family money past the holidays. She says she's been dipping into her savings to send money back home and take care of herself. She says by December, that money will run out. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.